Hello, this is Father Thaddeus Langton with the 90 Days for the Souls in Purgatory. Today is day 73. Today we intercede for those who died in war and battle. St. Stanislaus Papchinski had a particular devotion to the souls in purgatory, but not in a general sense, specifically for those who died in war and battle, because they were the ones who died unprepared. In fact, even to this day, the Marians we pray after evening prayer, particular prayer, entrusting to God's mercy those who died unprepared to meet God. If we think about the statistics I mentioned in the very first podcast, over 330,000 people who die a day, there are likely many who die each day unprepared to meet God, who might not even have faith in God or faith in the Christian God. Then we think of dying in war and battle, precisely in moments of great violence, of fear, of not being able to recollect, to entrust oneself consciously to the Lord, in moments of great difficulty and trial, of agony and torment. We intercede for them to make up what they could not do in these last moments of life. These people have suffered tragic moments and likely have seen horrific events, all of which leave real marks upon their hearts and their souls. We have only to think of our veterans, who often don't enter into details about what they saw and endured in the theater of war, because it is a gruesome reality to be in war. It is something that flows from sin, even if we have our honor and tradition for the military, and that is right and proper for the service they offer. But all of that, nonetheless, has no place in the kingdom of God, where there is no violence, where there is no war, where there are no battles, but only eternal peace. And that, too, requires time in purgatory so that their hearts can be purified and adjusted. Sometimes we are actually pretty used to this world and having to put up a fight and having to use our strength. In heaven, there is no battle. In heaven, there is only an eternal exchange of love, of receiving and giving gifts, gifts that come from our hearts. So today, I encourage you to pray the 100 Requiem for the souls of those who died in war and battle, those unprepared, perhaps, to meet God, those perhaps with literal blood on their hands, so that they may enter into eternal peace. If you have not done so already, please consider joining the Holy Soul Sodality by visiting prayforsouls.org. Members intercede for the faithful departed all year round and receive teaching on how to help the holy souls. Let us conclude. Immaculate Mary, Star of the Sea, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. Saint Stanislaus Papchinski, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. God bless.